Have you ever wondered what it would take to get the God kind of results in your life? Today, Kenneth Copeland answers this question from the foundational scripture in the book of James, here on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Let's look this morning in the first chapter of James, and let's begin reading with the 16th verse. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Oh, okay. Don't be in error. Okay. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. That just simply means He never changes. He's not about to change. There is no way He ever has changed or ever will change. Hallelujah. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Now, I could really spend the week right there, but that's not what that's not my assignment. We very well may wind up back in that area, probably will. But let's go on. Of His own will begat He us with the word of truth. You were born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the word of truth. Hallelujah. You are born of that seed, that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. Now, verse 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Every man. This is for every person. Every person. Every man. Swift to hear. Be a listener more than a talker. You can't learn anything while you're talking. You already know what you know. You learn by listening. Let every man, say that means me, be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath, slow to anger. You don't practice anger. Had the Lord rebuke me for this. I didn't realize I did it. And He got on me about it. I have a working agreement with the Holy Ghost. And you need to establish this, because He works by invitation. He'll be right there in your life the rest of your life. But he'll only do what you will invite Him to do. He is the absolute heavenly perfect gentleman. Very kind, never imposing. But you invite Him in, and He'll do it. And I told him years ago, I said, sir, I've been through this word, and I'm asking you to enter into covenant with me on this, that you will stop all forms of unbelief in me or coming out my mouth. My. Thank God He's done it and still does it. And it still goes on. And I still get jerked up because of it. But I invited Him to do that. And I'll tell you what, there's sometimes it's just outright embarrassing. Because there are times He just stopped me right in the middle of a conversation and said, you need to back up and correct that, because that wasn't true. Can we pray about it when I get home? No, you did it in front of them, correct it in front of them. Particularly if it's your children. You have to get down on your knees in front of your child and say, "You need to. I'm asking you to forgive me because I just exaggerated the truth, and I don't ever want to do that."
Amen. Amen.
Man. But not one time did one of my children say, "I'm not forgiving you for that." Not one time. Amen. No, they just grabbed you around the neck and say, "I forgive you, Daddy." Amen. And then they realize over a period of time that you're really what you're supposed to be. Amen.
Amen.
Anyway, in this area here, don't practice anger. Don't do that. Don't practice anger on inanimate objects. Your tools, your kitchen utensils, your car. Don't talk ugly to them. In the first place, it does affect your equipment. In the second place, it gives Satan right to affect your equipment because you cursed it. But more important than that, you keep anger at the surface all the time. You're perfecting anger. Every time you release it, and then it'll jump up there and come out when you'd rather it hadn't.
Amen.
Because it's at the ready. You kept it there all the time. That gum thing, and kick it across the room. Well, stop being quick to wrath. You see what he said there? "For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God." You can't use your human wrath and your faith at the same time.
Amen.
Now, there is anger without sin. Be angry and sin not. What does that mean? When you get mad, keep your mouth shut. Listen to God instead of your flesh. Now, let's read on down here. "Lay apart all filthiness, superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul." That is not talking about the new birth. When you got born again, did not save your soul. What? I put your gun up. What I said wasn't all that churchy, wasn't all that religious. But there's a difference between getting born again and renewing your mind. Your soul is not what got recreated. Now, it got saved from this standpoint. You are a spirit. You have a soul made up of your will, your mind, and your emotions. The saving of the soul, then, when you got born again, it gave you your soul intact for eternity. It's yours. Praise God. Throughout eternity, praise God, because you used your soul to make the choice, and you chose Jesus, and when you did, the eternal life, or Zoe, was released into your spirit and recreated your spirit with the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, which was the blessing of Abraham. So, with that action, then, the soul, the will, the mind, the emotion is now living in a recreated spirit. Not a spirit separate from God, but a spirit connected to God. Now, that ought to do something for your soul.
Yes.
But your soul didn't get born again. It has to be renewed.
Amen.
Renewed to what? Renewed to God's way of doing things, God's way of thinking, God's way of speaking, God's way of believing, God's way of imagining, and you get God's results. Now, your soul, over a period of time, can be exercised and trained to come to the place where your flesh can discern the difference between good and evil. That's what this ministry is all about. It's in the fifth chapter of the book of Hebrews. That's where our commission is to bring people from religion to righteousness and reality. So, to become skillful in the word of righteousness. Now then, that we're standing now firmly on this rock, this engrafted word is able to save your soul. This engrafted word will, what the Apostle Paul called, renewing of your mind. And keep your mind, your will, but most especially your emotions from controlling your life. Get your emotions full of the Word of God so that they know what to get excited about and what to cry about. At this point, if you're just TV trained, you don't know. You cry at the wrong times. You laugh at the wrong times. You ought to be crying at dirty jokes instead of laughing at them. And you ought to be rejoicing over the gospel instead of boo-hooing about it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Give the Lord praise. Praise Amen. God. Hallelujah. Now then, you be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Now that's what the devil's plan and his operation attempts, is to get you to a place, particularly those people that know Jesus as Lord and Savior. He don't care whether you get saved or not, and he could care less than that, or whether you go to heaven or go to hell. His idea is to get you out of the way. You're a threat. If you ever find out who you are in Christ Jesus, if you ever find out the power and the integrity of the written word, that's God speaking to you, if you ever find out the power of the blood, if you ever find out the power in the name of Jesus, if you ever found out you're blessed, you'll quit calling yourself cursed.
Amen.
He can't afford to keep you around because you control his affairs. 4-year-old children can control hell.
Wow.
You get the word in them.
Amen.
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 I've seen the devil run from my children when they were just barely big enough to walk. Pray the prayer of agreement together and just move things. Amen. Not because they were little, because of the word that was in them. Now, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. If any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man beholding his natural face in a glass or in a mirror. He beholdeth himself, parentheses, every day, and goeth his way, and straightway or immediately forgets what manner of man he was. He immediately forgets what he saw. Why? He didn't make any point to remember it. Mm-hmm. He just looked in it. It either looked bad or good. If it looked bad, fix it. If it looked good, smile and leave. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that. For whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty. That's what he called the word. The perfect law of liberty. John put it like this. Faith overcomes the world. Not anything in the world order that faith won't overcome. The Apostle Paul put it like this, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Huh? There's not anything this word won't overcome. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, you don't understand. Now don't give me no yeah, but about this. Don't give me some alternative to believe other than this. If it says this and this is it, now get rid of all the other stuff and stay online here.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, but I don't see. Well, that's a different story. What you see and what you don't see, what you just found out here was the truth. You're born of the truth. So you and this word get together and you begin to be a doer of the word and begin to believe this. It will train your soul. It will train your body, and you will overcome whatever it is by faith of God, which is already in this word.
Amen.
All right, now stay with me here because we're right into this area where we're going to spend some time together, particularly in the day services that I'm responsible for. Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, which is the word, and continues there, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed. This man shall be blessed. Well, you're already blessed if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, because he bore a curse for you so that the blessing of Abraham might come on you through him. Galatians 3. And it says that the faithful are blessed with faithful Abraham. This just describes how to do it. You release the blessing when you obey this. Now, I challenge you. How many of you looked in the mirror this morning? I did, two or three times. You know, shave all this mess off. Thank God. I'm so thrilled that I can't find anywhere in here there's any TV makeup in heaven. I don't like that stuff. It made me appreciate my wife a whole lot more. I don't like it. Anyway. Now, everybody in here raised their hand because they looked in the mirror this morning. Now, let me ask you this question. How many of you, either in inches, millimeters, centimeters, finger joints, can tell me how long your nose is? Is your right ear longer than the left, or are they the same size? Are your eyes the same in diameter, or one of them bigger than the other one? You don't know. You've been looking at yourself in the mirror for however old you are. If you're my age, I'm 72, which means I've lived somewhere in the vicinity of 26,000 days. The only reason that I know how long my nose is, and it ain't none of your business, but this is the way the Lord showed me this, and I got a ruler and went to the mirror and measured it. And if you ever measure your nose on purpose, you probably will never forget it unless you forget it on purpose. Well, can you see what he was talking about here? If you don't make it a point to remember something, you remember the image, but not specifically. You have to get specific with the word.
Yeah.
And this is what he's saying. If you get specific with it, then the devil can't come along and tell you you've got an ugly 2.5-inch nose. When you can look at him and say, I know exactly how long my nose is, and it's not 2.5 inches. And it is a good-looking nose, and you're not going to feed me with that mess. And I'm not going to get my nose cut off just because you said it was ugly. But yet there are people that do that. Now he's comparing that to God's word. If you just read the Bible all the time, and well, you never know what God's gonna do. And I don't care if you read 14 chapters a day, and you never know what God's gonna do. Well, you know, brother, you just never know. Yeah, it's been revealed to us by His Spirit.
Amen.
We do know.
Yeah. But you don't know unless you know on purpose.
Yeah.
Unless you release your faith to know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So he said, if you become a doer, then you look in that glass, you're not deceived. You know what you see. And you're looking at that in that mirror, you're not looking at that person through the eyes of doubt and unbelief and sorrow and woe is me. Oh, that ugly thing. Oh, that sick man in that mirror. No, 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 no. You go get the word of God and you find out by his stripes you were healed, and you go look in that mirror and you said, that's a healed man right there. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm moved by what I believe. And I believe that man right there is healed. That is a man of God in that suit. That is a woman of God in that dress. That is a child born of the truth of God's word. And you just keep on and keep on and keep on until you tell yourself how to think. You tell yourself how to believe. You tell yourself how to feel every morning of the world. Instead of your body telling you how to feel. You tell your body how to feel.
Amen.
What have you done when you do that? You have taken command of your soul. Now, that's the reason when you get out in the world, you need to be slow to speak. Don't just start talking. You'll start saying what the world says. Because their mouth is full of death. They're afraid to go, afraid not to go. Their feet are killing them. They're dying to go. They get thrilled to death, scared to death, run to death. Well, we just know we're losing our job. You could get laid off at 14 different places. You hadn't lost your job. You've maybe lost an avenue of seed.
Yeah.
You didn't lose your job. Your job is to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Hallelujah.
You're a believer. That's your job. God has a plan for you. It's not based on the world economy. It's based on his economy, praise God. And there's no depression in heaven. Never has been, never will be. There wouldn't be one here if they'd operate this thing according to the word of God instead of according to that Babylonian pile of junk. Got off of the word of God, got it over on that Babylonian system, and that sucker's caving in, and you can't stop it. It's going down. It's breaking down. It's come apart. That doesn't mean you're supposed to fall with it. Amen? No, no. That means you're supposed to stand. And having done all to stand therefore. Where? On the word of God.
When your life is filled with questions, it's not easy to let go and let God take over in every area. But no matter your age, your background, your past, or your current circumstances, living a godly life with purpose is within your reach. In her trademark inspiring style, Gloria Copeland gives you the 10 keys to finding your destiny. Embark on a study that will change the course of your life with any one of these three resources. God's Master Plan for Your Life, the New York Times bestseller by Gloria Copeland. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, the video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal. And God's Master Plan for Your Life, an abridged audiobook read by Gloria Copeland. Each of these study tools is designed to help you discover and connect with God's Master Plan for Your Life. Find real answers to real life questions from a real God. Order your God's Master Plan for Your Life products at a special price. Just $12 for the book, $49.95 for the video curriculum with interactive workbook and journal, and $22 for the audiobook on CD. Log on to our website at kcm.org and order online. Or call toll-free 800-575-4455. God's plan is exciting and available for you to receive. Find out what He has planned for you today.
The Unbeatable Spirit of Faith. I love that title. This is a little mini book
by my grandmother, Gloria Copeland. Now, Kenneth and Gloria have been married for over 47 years, and they have gone through some difficult situations. You've heard them talk about it. But what you need to know is that the Lord has brought them through in triumph every single time. Now, people who walk in this unbeatable spirit of faith, those are the people that are going to experience and receive and walk in the blessings of God. Now, I need to let you know, you cannot overcome. You cannot be an overcomer by dragging around in this life around with an attitude of defeat. You and I must develop in this spirit of faith and persevere. Even when the devil is putting pressure on you, still you persevere. You don't quit. You don't give up ever. Now, we are making this little mini book available to you, and we want you to request yours today. Now, my grandfather, Kenneth Copeland, has said that 2009, the glory will shine. You need to keep saying that. You need to realize that things are changing in you and in your family when you get that word from the Lord down in your heart and it comes out of your mouth and you believe it. This message that you heard today, take it, hide it in your heart, apply it to your life, and whatever you do, never turn your back on God. Never turn your back on His Word. He loves you. He loves you so much, and He desires the very best for you. Father, today in Jesus' name, we believe, we receive the good things that are in Your Word, the very best life that You have for us. We begin walking in it now, today in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I want you to mark your calendars for the Blessing in Action Copeland Family Meeting. Kenneth and Gloria are sending out George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and my wife Sarah and I. We are going out and we are going to be doing a meeting that we want you to be a part of. It's December 3rd through the 5th in Orlando, Florida at the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center. Now, for more information on the Blessing in Action meeting, just visit kcm.org and all the information that you need is going to be online there. It's all there for you, times, days, locations, all of that. And if you can be a part of this meeting, we want you to be. Thank you so much for being a part of these broadcasts, for watching and tuning in. Take what you heard today, make it a part of your life. It'll be a blessing to you and to the world around you. This is Jeremy Pearsons reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and like Kenneth and Gloria always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. Remember to request your free copy of The Unbeatable Spirit of Faith, a book by Gloria Copeland. Walk in constant victory. Beat the devil every time and start living life as God intended. For faster processing, request your copy online at kcm.org. This is our gift to you. One per household, please.